And now here's Phil with an introduction to our first group of news stories.
July is usually a quiet month for news, but not this week. There's plenty to come, but we'll start with two stories that, perhaps not surprisingly, got some evening news readers hot under the collar, quite literally in the first case. This is, of course, the lack of rain and the abundance of heat. This has resulted in fire warnings, increased need to provide water for wildlife, curbs on farm irrigation, and warning of an impending drought. Meanwhile, the changes in political leadership at Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council are leading to controversial policy changes. We'll hear about the county-level developments later. At Norwich City Council, the storm is over the removal of armrests from park benches. The Greens clearly consider the homeless are also armless. Sorry about that. Here is Alison with the heatwave news.
Norfolk fire crews have battled more than 200 blazes in the open since the start of July. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service took to social media to urge people to follow safety advice amid the county's third heatwave in the summer so far. Many blazes have occurred in fields, woods, hedges and grassed areas. Norfolk County Council said even if it cools down, it's still windy and the ground is dry, so please keep following all our safety advice. Don't use disposable barbecues or light campfires when you're out and about.
Wildlife centres are urging people to leave out water for animals during the prolonged dry weather. Halswood Animal Sanctuary, based near Norwich, has issued the plea following the death of a hedgehog due to severe dehydration. A spokesman for the centre said, "Please put fresh water out. The wildlife are dying for a drink. Once they're dehydrated, it's only time before they die. The most important thing you can do at present is put fresh water down in your gardens." The centre shared the recent case of an old female hedgehog that was found struggling in a garden during the day and died shortly after being brought to the centre.
Frustrated farmers have been banned from abstracting water from the river system in parts of East Anglia, leaving them unable to irrigate drought-damaged crops. This summer's heatwave has left crops stressed and desperate for water, either from rainfall or irrigation supplies drawn from reservoirs, boreholes and rivers. But with demand for irrigation water rising and levels in winter storage reservoirs falling rapidly, the Environment Agency has tightened restrictions on abstraction licences in areas of Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, where river flows have fallen below minimum thresholds. The hands-off flow orders were enforced on July the 11th, affecting hundreds of growers around the south level in the Ely Ouse catchment, which includes much of Breckland. Among them are Tim Young of Grange Farm in Hockwold near Thetford, who has lost access to his irrigation water for the second year running. Last year, in similar conditions, his onion yields dropped by 40%. "This has happened now for the second year in a row. I don't remember it happening in my lifetime before that, so there is a definite change in weather patterns that we're experiencing," he said. Mr. Young said that the dry, hot weather has also hit wheat and barley yields on his land, which are down by around 40%.
Norfolk's one step away from being in a drought, bosses from a national group has declared. The warning has been announced by the National Drought Group, which has placed East Anglia in a state of prolonged dry weather, one step below an official drought declaration. It comes amid the third heat wave of the year and a hosepipe ban imposed by Anglian Water across the region. Drought has no official threshold criteria, but the group considers factors such as rainfall, impacts on agriculture and wildlife, the likelihood of wildfires and low water reserves, and river levels when making a declaration. A key factor in the current conditions has been high temperatures, which evaporate water from soil. The dry conditions have already begun affecting the region's agriculture. Farmers have started harvesting early, with concerns mounting over reduced cereal yields.
Green councillors are facing an angry backlash after removing armrests from benches to make them more comfortable for homeless people to sleep on. The party has started removing what it calls anti-homeless architecture from seats as one of its first initiatives since taking control at Norwich City Council. Critics have called the move frankly bonkers and said the council should focus more on providing proper accommodation for the homeless. People living near the benches have also reacted angrily, saying it will create more homeless hotspots in the city. The Greens announced the initiative in an Instagram video featuring Jenny Knight, its cabinet member for Healthier Neighbours, on Mousehold Heath, where council workers have been removing the armrests. Bars were removed from a small number of older benches at Mousehold Heath, and we're looking into repurposing them, she said. Carly Harper, the Labour leader at City Hall, said, "This is frankly bonkers. People deserve proper homes, thoughtful and effective interventions that get to the root of why they find themselves on the streets, not slightly less awful rough sleeping."